Hey, Daily Doses. This is Pastor Larry here again. And today we're taking a look at pride. And there's a little bit of a distinction between what the Bible says about ungodly pride and what our culture thinks of as pride. We use the same words, but somewhat different dictionaries, if you will. And I want to make a distinction that I found to be very, very important. You see, sometimes in the English language, when we talk about being prideful or having pride or being proud, what we really mean is any sense of feeling good about ourselves. And we get this idea that what humility is humility is being the fastest runner in your sixth grade class, but telling everybody, well, I run a little bit or I'm not very good. And the Bible doesn't have any problem with truth statements. You've got a sixth grade daughter and she's the fastest runner in whole school. And somebody says, well, are you a good runner? And she says, yeah, I can beat everybody at school. Don't go, oh, no, that's prideful. No, it's actually factual. The biblical sense of pride is not feeling good about something you do well. It's about looking down on others because either you do a little bit better in one area or you just have this tendency to be very focused on yourself and to look down at other people as a pattern of life. In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, there's a list where the Lord says, there are six things I hate, yea, seven. And he goes on and lists seven instead of just six. But here's how it starts. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. And the first one is this, haughty eyes. And here's what I want to point out today. A lot of people say, hey, what's the thing God hates most? Pride. No, it's haughty eyes. And catch that distinction. You see, pride is so ethereal and kind of general that I can say, well, I struggle with pride like I drive a little too fast on the freeway. But when it biblically is described by what it is, haughty eyes, as opposed, if you will, to humble eyes, haughty eyes that look down on others, then I can suddenly see in myself, wow, is that a pattern that I have? Do I meet people and is my first thought of them negative? Do they have to prove themselves? Do they have to work themselves up? Do I have a sense of always seeing in comparison the areas where I'm better, not the areas where that person is better? Do I have, as it were, haughty eyes? In Luke chapter 18, Jesus told a parable about a sinner just caught up in sin. And he goes in the temple and he cries out, God, have mercy upon me. I'm a sinner. And the Lord says his prayer was answered. And he contrasts it with another gentleman who it says was a godly guy. In fact, in his prayer, he says, Lord, I thank you that I don't do all the sins this guy does and all that, all facts. But here's what made him so his prayers weren't heard according to Jesus. He was a man who looked down on others. Haughty eyes or humble eyes. You see, haughty eyes take the scriptures I know and live by and make me feel very good because I've turned the Bible into binoculars, as I like to say, instead of a mirror that shows me all my shortcomings. Haughty eyes is very aware of the things that I have conquered or I have overcome and forgets all the things I'm still struggling with. Humble eyes see the things I struggle with and looks at somebody else and sees, oh man, they've overcome it. Haughty eyes looks at other people and says, hey, I deserve to be first. I love it in our marketing commercials today. How many times do you hear, well, you deserve it? Those are haughty eyes. I'm something special. Humble eyes say, you're something special, and how can I serve you? Jesus, knowing who he was, where he had come from, and where he was going to go, on the night that he was betrayed, took a bowl of water and took the lowest position of washing his disciples' feet. Those are humble eyes. He knew he was God in the flesh. He knew where he'd been. He knew where he was going. But he humbly served others. And then he ended it by saying, as I have done to you, will you do to others? That simply means we walk through life not with a haughtiness, but with a humility that considers the needs and interests of others more important than our own. In other words, we take on the same attitude Jesus Christ had. And when we walk that way, we're walking in biblical humility, not the goofy, downward, devaluing sort of stuff of our culture, but the biblical humility that serves others and never, never has haughty eyes.